You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The lowly cooler is the last thing I would have ever expected to become a hipster status symbol, but Yeti has managed to make it happen by transforming the beverage chiller from a utilitarian device into a fashion accessory. The Yeti Hopper Flip 12, like the rest of its Hopper line, is a soft-side cooler which makes for a generally more comfortable user experience than a typical hard-side cooler. As with all coolers of this sort, the Hopper Flip 12 closes with a zipper instead of a traditional flip-up lid. This introduces some pluses and minuses. With 12 quarts of capacity, this is Yeti's smallest Hopper, a personal cooler with room for a 12-pack of soda, water, or beer, depending on the size and shape of the bottles and your choice of chilling systems. There is plenty to like about the Flip 12. It is well-built and looks as good as any cooler I've ever toted. The lining is mildew-resistant, food-grade plastic, and the zipper is as heavy-duty as they come. Fill it, zip it, and flip it, and it doesn't leak, provided you zip it up all the way. Yeti includes a vial of chapstick-like lubricant to make the last inch of the operation easier. You can fill the Flip 12 with ice or use one of Yeti's custom ice packs. This isn't a bad move, as the 4-pound Yeti ice pack, $30, perfectly fits the bottom, providing a nice base upon which to build. Just note that a Yeti ice pack itself won't keep your IPA cold, but it will keep the ice cold for longer. I tested the Flip 12 against a similarly sized garden variety hard-sided igloo you can find for $13 at any Walmart. I placed the same amount of ice and the same number of sodas in each and waited. The Yeti did a great job keeping beverages cold, not the ice for days the company promises, but it was a day and a half until the ice melted fully. But the $13 igloo offered almost identical performance. That's a problem, because the Flip 12 cost $280, or 20 times the cost of the igloo. Now, I won't argue that Yeti coolers aren't built to high standards. They may well be the most durable soft-sided coolers in the world. However, I will argue that I will never go through 20 big box store coolers. Coolers get lost and bits break off, yes, but $280 coolers surely get stolen. Ultimately, this is one more thing that you'll have to keep an eye on when you're boogie boarding, because Yeti's iconic colors make it particularly eye-catching to thieves. The zipper is also a somewhat thorny topic. To make it waterproof, it must be tough, which makes it tough to operate. It requires a huge amount of effort to open and close the Yeti, to the point where my kids had trouble operating it. Maybe that's a good thing, depending on what's inside. Rating: 5 out of 10, recommended with reservations. This article posted by Christopher Knoll.